Now let's go back to page 8, and I want you to notice something. That second paragraph again. After the truth has been proclaimed as a witness to all nations, every conceivable power of evil will be set in operation, and minds, plural, will be confused by many voices. Is there any confusion today in the Adventist world? Confusion on every hand. And what brings it about? Many voices crying what? Lo, here's Christ. Lo, he is there. This is the truth. I have the message from God. He has sent me with great light. Now, she's borrowing language, no quotes. But the language that she borrows, lo, here is Christ, lo, he is there, this is the truth, and so forth. Those are the words of Jesus when he talks about the last days. And those who are saying that he's Christ or lo, Christ is there, he has a message, are they of God or are they of men? When Christ uses the words of men. And so she's putting the many voices in what category? Not voices of God, but voices of men that produce what? Confusion. All right, let me just ask you a question. Are we living today when there are many voices crying to the Adventist, I have a great truth, I have great life? All right, turn to that last page, page 10, and let's take a look. All right, let's just start down through it. Prior to the beginning of the loud cry in 1892, there were a few dissident voices that had been heard. There was B.F. Snook and W.H. Brinkerhoff of the Marian Party and D.M. Cantwright. And the dates are given. Along the timeline since 1900, there have been reform movements. A.F. Ballinger, 1914, the SDA reform movement in 1925, the Shepherd's Rod led by V.T. Howdiff in 1929, and Robert D. Brimsmead about 1960. Now, there may have been a few others in that at that time that I haven't mentioned or brought in, but this covers 50 years. However, it says that after the truth has been proclaimed as a witness to all nations, there will be heard in harmony with the testimony many voices. Now, let's take a look. Now, there has been a breakaway or a continuation of Robert Brimsmead teaching of Decade 1. There's G. Harvey Rue and his publication, The Layworker. Vance Farrell in his publication of Pilgrim's Rest. Now, I want to say just a word here. I sent out cards, return address cards, to a group of these individuals asking them when they began their particular teaching. And you know how many cards I've gotten back? None. I can't understand why they don't answer the fact. Now, I know that Vance Farrell, for a while, when he was in Illinois, dealt with making tapes, reading the Great Controversy for presentation on radio stations. And then he went from that into trying to set before God's people certain things that were taking place in the church. And the closest I can come is the date, 1980, that I received from a man that was writing about some of these things just a few days ago. And then there's Fred Wright, who is a breakaway from Brimsmead that considers himself the angel of Revelation 18. Now, that's the background there. All breaking away from the Brimsmead defection of the 60s. Then there is the continued protest of the compromise of 1955 and 56 in the book Questions on Doctrine on the Part of One and the Organizational Apostasy in their respective former church affiliations. And so I've listed now the names and their themes. There's Elder Bauer. His theme is no organization. There's Elder Nicolish. His concept is no organization and salvation by works based on reform.